decoding, natural language, processing, the art of teaching, machines to understand us. Welcome to the second part in the CyberNest Lab series of blogs about foundational AI concepts. Today, we're looking at natural language processing, or NLP for short. How often do you speak to Siri on your iPhone or ask Alexa for the news? Human-to-machine communication is an everyday normalized process for millions of us. It's become an accepted social convention to utilize speech-to-text, speech-to-speech, and increasingly text-to-speech between humans and computers for many of our everyday social tasks. A large part of what makes this technology possible for us is NLP, or natural language processing. So what is natural language processing explained in a simple and digestible way? It's nearly the new year, so imagine for a second that you're embarking on the journey of learning a new language, let's say Spanish. At first, everything seems foreign, the sounds, the grammar, and the idioms. But gradually, as you practice and immerse yourself, the language starts making sense. You begin to understand the nuances, the colloquialisms, and even the humor. This journey of learning, understanding, and finally using a new language is strikingly similar to the process of natural language processing, NLP, in the realm of artificial intelligence. Just as you grapple with the complexities of a new language, NLP faces the challenge of teaching computers to understand human language. Language is not just about vocabulary and grammar, it's rich with subtleties, context, and cultural nuances. For a computer, understanding these complexities is a monumental task. For the longest time, it was considered completely science fiction. Think about the times you've encountered a slang term, a regional phrase, or a figure of speech in a new language. It's confusing, right? That's precisely what NLP algorithms deal with when processing human language. For instance, in England alone, there are numerous local differences for the word describing a small bread roll. Decoding grammar and syntax. Consider the rules of grammar and sentence structure in learning new languages. You learn about nouns, verbs, and adjectives, and how to form coherent sentences. In NLP, this is akin to syntactic analysis, where algorithms and software routines dissect sentences to understand their grammatical structure and how words relate to each other. It's like learning the difference between asking a question and making a statement, which can completely change the meaning of a sentence. Just ask anyone new to living in New Zealand or Australia, where oftentimes people from overseas are confused if a question has been asked. Simple, because there is a higher toned inflection at the end of a sentence. Understanding context and semantics. But language is more than just structure, it's about meaning and context. When you learn a new language, you're not just memorizing words and rules, you're also trying to understand what is meant in different contexts. This aspect is paralleled in NLP by semantic analysis, where the goal is to comprehend the meaning behind words and sentences. It involves grasping the context, which can be as challenging for a machine as understanding idioms or cultural references is for a person like you or me learning a new language. NLP's learning process, data, and algorithms. Just as you learn a language through textbooks, conversations, and immersion, NLP learns through vast amounts of data, books, articles, dialogues, and more. This data feeds algorithms that are designed to process, analyze, and understand language. These algorithms constantly learn and adapt, much like how your understanding of a new language deepens over time. Every interaction, be it a spoken command to a virtual assistant or a typed search query, contributes to the continuous learning process of these algorithms. That speaks to the power of machine learning more widely and how these technologies improve and adapt so rapidly. The mechanics of NLP, natural language processing. To understand how NLP works in more technical detail, imagine for a minute you're a librarian tasked with organizing a vast collection of books. This is no small feat. You need to categorize them by genre, understand their content, and sometimes even summarize them for curious readers. This multifaceted role of a librarian closely resembles the various functions of NLP in handling and making sense of textual data. It's a good job computers can do this sort of work at speed. Categorizing text, the genre classification. As you're now a librarian, one of your first tasks is to categorize books into genres: fiction, non-fiction, science, history, and so on. This is similar to one of the primary tasks of NLP, text classification. In this process, NLP algorithms analyze textual data, like books, and classify them into predefined categories. For instance, in email filtering, NLP systems categorize emails into spam or not spam, much like how you'd categorize books into different sections of the library. Sometimes this can be hit and miss depending on the mail client you use. Imagine you're also responsible for reading through book reviews and gauging whether they're positive, negative, or neutral. This is akin to sentiment analysis in NLP. Here, the algorithm or routines examine pieces of text, like product reviews, social media posts, or survey responses, and determines the sentiment behind them. It's like understanding whether a reader enjoyed a book or not, based on their review. Summarizing. Content, the book blurb. Another task you might have as a librarian is to provide a brief summary or a blurb for each book. This is comparable to the NLP task of text summarization. NLP systems are trained to read through large documents and distill them into a concise summary. It's similar to condensing a 300-page novel into a paragraph that captures its essence, giving readers an insight into what the book is about without revealing too much. We see this in recent months with the advent of large language models like ChatGPT being used to summarize large docs that would otherwise be laborious to read. Topic extraction, the index and keywords. Finally, consider how you might help a reader find books on a specific topic. You'd look for key themes or subjects within various books, like pirates on the high seas or advanced driving techniques, much like how NLP performs topic extraction. This involves analyzing texts and identifying key themes or topics. For instance, in a pile of news articles, NLP can identify recurring topics such as politics, sports, or technology, guiding readers to the content they are interested in. Each of these tasks, categorizing, sentiment analysis, summarization, and topic extraction, form the basis of the processing part of natural language processing and how it understands language. Just like a librarian who organizes, interprets, and summarizes books, NLP systems handle and make sense of the vast and complex world of human language. Natural language processing in everyday life. To appreciate how NLP seamlessly integrates into all of our daily lives, imagine for a sec you're a tourist in a country where you don't speak the language. This is a common but super useful practice when trying to teach NLP basics to students. You have a phrasebook that helps you communicate basic needs and understand responses. This closely mirrors how NLP interfaces with us, like with chatbots and virtual assistants, and how it interprets and responds to our queries in real time. Think of that phrasebook guiding you through basic conversations in a new language. Similarly, chatbots and virtual assistants use NLP to communicate with us. When you ask Siri about the weather or request Alexa to play your favorite song, you're engaging with an NLP-powered system. These systems understand your spoken or typed language, process your request, and provide an appropriate response, much like how you use the phrasebook to find the right phrases to use in a given situation. Translation, in real time, language translation apps. Another marvel of NLP is seen in translation apps. Just as a phrasebook helps you translate your language into a local one, apps like Google Translate allow for real-time translation across numerous languages. They enable you to type or speak in one language and receive immediate translation in another. This is NLP at work, breaking down language barriers and making communication possible across different languages. I like to tour around France and Spain on my motorbike, and I often find myself using a collection of different translation apps, some even involving object detection and character recognition. Technologies to be able to communicate with people who can't understand English. It's great for reading menus. Autocorrect and predictive text, the helpful guide. Consider the helpfulness of autocorrect and predictive text features on your smartphone. As you type, these features correct your spelling errors and suggest the next word. It's like having a guide who not only corrects your pronunciation, but also predicts what you're trying to say and helps you complete sentences. This is NLP constantly learning from your typing habits to provide real-time assistance in your written communication. Customer service bots, understanding and assisting. Finally, think about the last time you interacted with a customer service bot on a website. These bots use NLP to understand your queries and provide relevant information or direct you to the right resources. Just as a phrasebook helps you ask for directions or inquiry about local attractions, these bots interpret your requests and guide you towards a solution. From virtual assistants to translation apps, and from autocorrect features to customer service bots. NLP functions like a digital phrasebook, facilitating easier communication and comprehension across different aspects of our digital lives. A possible future for natural language processing. So far, we've looked at the basic technical and social constructs of natural language processing, and we've drawn parallels with the journey of learning a new language like Spanish. However, the way to become truly fluent in a language like Spanish is not simply to practice and learn the syntax and semantics, but to become immersed in its culture. This may mean living in Spain for a period and committing to only communicate in Spanish wherever possible. This human progression towards deeper understanding and integration of learning language is reflective of the future trajectory of NLP. Just as achieving fluency in a new language means you can effortlessly converse, make jokes, and understand nuanced expressions, the future of NLP lies in creating more intuitive, seamless interactions between humans and machines. We're moving towards a future where talking to a digital assistant or a website bot will be as natural and effective as conversing with a human. This will involve not only understanding words, but also grasping the subtleties of empathy, emotion, tone, and context. Cultural nuances, overcoming language barriers. Imagine being so immersed in a new culture that you start thinking and dreaming in its language. Similarly, the next phase of NLP is about crossing the barriers of language and culture. Advanced NLP systems will be capable of understanding and translating not just the language, but also the cultural contexts and colloquialisms, making global communication more accessible and inclusive. Beyond words, visual and sensory integration. In the future, NLP will likely extend beyond just processing text and speech. Just as understanding a culture involves interpreting body language, gestures, and expressions, NLP might integrate visual and other sensory data to gain a more holistic understanding of communication. This could lead to AI systems that can read emotions through facial expressions or gestures, enhancing interactions and making them more human-like. Ethical considerations, nurturing a responsible AI. As we embrace a future where NLP becomes more integrated into our lives, it's crucial to address the ethical considerations. So just as understanding a culture involves respecting its norms and values, the advancement of NLP will necessitate a strong ethical framework to ensure responsible use, privacy, and fairness. It's about nurturing an AI that's not only intelligent, but also respectful and inclusive of diverse linguistic and cultural backgrounds. In addition, companies and governments will need to base their decisions around NLP on a solid understanding based on structured education like that offered here at CyberNest Labs. The future of NLP is not just about machines understanding human language. It's about them engaging with use in a more profound, culturally aware, and ethically responsible way, just like the journey to cultural fluency. NLP's future is about deeper integration, understanding, and respect for the diverse ways in which we communicate.